Still on the topic of the healthcare workers that we are sending to Ontario who have volunteered, how many healthcare workers are we sending and when will they be leaving?
We're still looking at the exact numbers, Richard, and we're hopeful to have some more certainty around that in the next 24 hours or so. It won't be, as we've mentioned, won't be a large number, but we also know that small numbers can have a big impact. So, and we're looking at perhaps the earliest would be early next week.
And these healthcare workers, they're going to be heading into a vastly different high-stress environment in Ontario, much different from our situation here. What support can we offer these workers as they're heading over to help out?
Yeah, you're certainly right. They'll be seeing a different side of their medical practice. But as everyone on this panel knows, we have some of the best, if not the best, medical practitioners across the country right here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And I'm sure that everyone, every Newfoundlander and Labradorian, be very proud of the effort that they are going to put forward in helping people from Ontario. And having done relief effort similar to this, not the exact same in the past, just the words of encouragement and from people around the province can be quite uplifting and encouraging to people undertaking this effort, putting themselves at risk to help their brothers and sisters in Ontario. And I think this is all an effort that we should be proud of, but the showing of social support, letters of encouragement, acts of kindness, they all go a long way when undertaking an effort like this.
We're hearing there isn't enough supply to allow doctors and pharmacists to administer the vaccine, at least for the first shot. What is the situation there, and when can we expect physicians and pharmacists to start vaccinating the public?
A good question. My understanding of the vaccine delivery schedule is that we will be getting a really significant boost to our supply towards the back end of May. At that point, that would be the time when we would look to find support from our pharmacy colleagues and from practitioners who wish to vaccinate. So it would certainly be for phase three. But it may even come a little bit earlier, depending on when this large shipment of possibly over 200,000 doses arrives. So sometime towards the end of May.
Have we been guaranteed enough supply to ensure that the first vaccine doesn't lose its effectiveness before the second shot is available?
Again, if you look at the schedule, Pfizer have become extremely good. You can almost set your watch by their deliveries. They alone will provide us probably with enough to be able to meet the requirements of first and second shot within that four-month window. We, in addition, are hoping that Moderna will get things straightened out as they will then become the next supplier. And obviously, depending on what happens with NACI and recommendations about AstraZeneca, we don't foresee vaccine supply as an issue going forward.
A question from a listener. Canadian rotational workers can avail of a couple of tests once they, after they arrive in the province, that can slightly modify their isolation. But international workers have to isolate for the full 14 days. This listener argues that if an international worker receives their negative COVID test within the 72 hours before they board the plane to get into Canada, why can't they avail of the same testing as Canadian workers when they get into this province?
The international rotational workers, with regard to the isolation, so the isolation and the testing are separate things, especially at the federal level. So the OIC that requires isolation or quarantine for international travelers is still in effect. There are some international rotational workers who don't have to stay in the isolation hotels, so to speak, in one of the three major cities where people come into the country. And so they may be exempt from that and be able to travel on to their final destination. But for most of them, the exemption for isolation is still in the requirement for quarantine is still in place under the federal ordering council. So that's out of our jurisdiction. The testing process is a different issue altogether from a federal point of view. So some of those rotational workers don't have to get the testing done as well once they get here in the country. But the quarantine is separate from all of that and is still required in the majority of cases.